Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview. Welcome to the Strang Report. It's my pleasure to introduce you to the founder and CEO of Charisma Media, Mr. Steve Strang. Steve, welcome back to your studio.
Thank you. It's always a lot of fun to do these podcasts.
It is. And we're so thankful that you invested capital, your capital, into building this studio. And I'm sure that our listeners today will be blessed by the story you have to tell. So allow me to set it up. I know that you've gathered a group. There's about 14 young men and really a broad range of ages, but of people that want to go up to the next level. This was your idea, was your brainstorm, and I'm going to ask you to tell us about it. And as you begin, just tell us first how you were led to do this and the entrance to this program. What did you do? How did you think through this?
Well, mentoring is a very important concept, really, for men or women. But I think that men, particularly in their 20s and 30s, almost have a longing for some kind of mentoring. I know that at that stage in my life, I did, and I had the privilege of being mentored by men like Jamie Buckingham and others. And so there comes a time in life when you give back. You want to give back. You want to share with others what you have. So, you know, there's a limit to what you can sow into the lives of others. They have to be receptive. And there were just a number of men that I'd gotten to know over the years. You know, I've lived in this community a long, long time, and sometimes I'd have coffee. Sometimes we went boating. Sometimes we played racquetball. Just somehow we decided to have this class. And so I called it moving to the next level because, you know, there's a limit to what you can do in an hour a month for 6 months. I decided six topics I would cover. And my whole—
What were those six topics?
Well, the first one was goal setting, and the second one was finances and managing your time.
That's important.
A better marriage, better health, and finally, more faith.
Good.
And, you know, I did think it through. I thought, okay, kind of go through all the clutter. You know, there's probably dozens and dozens of topics that you could talk about life. I knew that there was a limit to what I could cover, so I tried to keep it very, very simple. I tried to have the idea that if they picked up one thing that they actually did, it would be valuable.
Do you know any of those one things?
Of course, because I solicited feedback. So, for example, on the goal setting, I told them that if there's one thing to improve your life that you can do, now this is apart from knowing Jesus as your Savior, but I'm just talking about—
It's right up there with that, though.
Right. You know, in terms of just using a common sense thing that you might do, setting a goal, learning to set goals will help people because you automatically move in the direction of your dominant thought. So I encouraged the men to set three goals that they wanted to achieve during this six-month period, just 6 months. And today was our last class, which is why I had it on my mind to share it. And I'm going to share some good concepts that I think will help our listeners after this message.
I want to thank the churchfurniturestore.com for sponsoring today's podcast. The Church Furniture Store offers quality, handcrafted church furniture at the best pricing in America. Church Furniture Store is a global leader in the church furniture industry. Since 1991, they've grown into a multi-million dollar company that provides a lot of church items. Some of those items include pews, church chairs, pulpits, communion tables, carpeting, stained glass, altarware, baptistries and heaters and Bibles, Christian books, CD, DVD, media, and other church-related items. It sounds like a one-stop shopping hop for most of you. And they ship free to 48 states. You can visit them at churchfurniturestore.com. Thank you very much for sponsoring this podcast. Welcome back to the Strang Report. Just before the break, Steve Strang, who is the founder and CEO of Charisma Media, promised us to tell us a little bit about some of the takeaways from this great mentoring session that he just finished. So, Steve, it's back to you. Tell us some of what you learned or what you saw others learn.
Well, I want to control expectations. Let's not say it was great. Let's say that the men It's finished. They seemed to appreciate learning how to move ahead with incremental improvements. One of the men said that he'd never really thought about it. But, you know, when you get to a certain point in life, you look back and you find out that you're really not that much farther ahead than you were years ago in lots of ways. And so the importance of setting a goal, of knowing what you need to focus on, is important. Then time management. Interestingly, the men, as I would get them to articulate, even today as we went around the table, a lot of them mentioned the time management because I told them to focus on five. Now, you ought to see my to-do list. It's as long as your arm. In fact, I have a little app on my phone that I keep this. And every day I will decide what are the five things I need to focus on. I also gave them a little worksheet that I actually use myself in which you think through the ideal week ahead of time. And this includes what you do before work, what you're going to do in the morning, the afternoon.
Does it include doing the Strang report?
You know what? If that's on the agenda, yes, it is. And usually it's right at the end of the day as it is today. And I call it focus on five. And the guys found this enormously interesting to focus on five and also planning out their week. And one of the men said that he planned his work day. He'd done it for years, but he never thought of planning his personal time. What are you going to do on Saturday morning? What are you going to do on Saturday evening? What about Sunday morning and so forth? What are you going to do from 8 to 10 at night? Are you going to read a book? Are you going to pay your bills? Are you going to just sit in front of the TV? So these are the kinds of things, and I encouraged them to start using these tools, which they did. Then we talked about finances. Well, what can you say about finances? I mean, some of it's common sense, get out of debt and so forth. But I told them, instead of budgeting your expenses, which most people do, budget your income. And I said, budget your income for the next 5 years. Okay, this is what you make now. What do you want to make in 5 years? Well, most of them hadn't even really thought about it. Mm-hmm. What kind of lifestyle do you want in 5 years? And this isn't to say that you want to get into the prosperity gospel and live in a mansion or anything like that. But if you have a family, the family has needs. You have a need for a home, a car, you maybe want to go on a vacation. The men that were in the class were in their prime earning years. If you're not earning in your prime earning years, when are you going to do it? And most people are capable of earning more. Somebody who's making $20,000 could be making $40,000 if they really applied themselves or got another job. A guy who's making $50,000 probably could make $100,000. The guy who's making $250,000 probably could make $500,000. It's a whole different level. And of course, different people have different abilities, just like the parable of the talents in the Bible. Then we talked about better marriage. And when I told my wife, she said, "You better not tell them we have the perfect marriage." I said, "No, dear, but I'm going to tell them that I have the perfect wife."
Yes.
Because I have learned that happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
And, you know, I gave them a few common sense things, but really we focused on the scriptures. What did the scriptures say? And there are principles in Ephesians chapter 5, also 1 Peter chapter 3, that I encourage the men to sit down with their wives and just have a heart to talk. Heart, how are we doing on these principles? And also the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. If it's not of love, it's nothing. I mean, that applies to people that are single, married, widowed, divorced, whatever. And so these were the kinds of just very simple things that I shared. Finally, then I had two more. One I called Better Health.
Is this the one where you did pull-ups?
I sure did.
Tell everybody about that.
Well,
how many pull-ups did you do in that meeting?
I told the guys I had a little surprise at the end. And, of course, I told them, I said, the only guys in my neighborhood who jog are the guys who have had a heart attack. And the doctor tells them if they don't lose weight – and then they're out jogging. They should have been jogging 20 years ago.
Yep.
And a couple of the guys said, "Gee, I never thought of that." You know, you don't wait until you have diabetes to learn how to eat right. There's a lot of things that you can do, but it all boils down to two things. Take everything else out. There's two things that will improve your health more than anything else. And I told the guys, and a lot of them went kind of like, "Duh, I never thought of that."
What are the two things?
The two things. Number one, drink enough water. Number two, get enough sleep. And I had to learn that myself. I used to think that sleep was wasted time. If I could get by on 5 hours sleep, I was doing better because I had three extra hours. But I actually found that getting enough sleep makes the rest of the day less stressful and more productive. And if you don't get enough sleep, I'm talking about to an extreme. I'm not talking about getting 7 hours sleep, 6.5 hours sleep instead of 8. I'm talking about getting, you know, consistently getting 4 hours sleep, that type of thing.
Yeah.
No amount of exercise is going to overcome that. No amount of vitamins is going to overcome that. So then we did do some pull-ups. We went to where there was a chin-up bar, and I challenged the guys. So I was older than any of the guys in the room. I had been practicing.
But you've been doing it for a lifestyle for a long time. You had some athletes in the room you were – like
and I
putting
beat
them down.
I beat them, and it felt kind of good.
But yes.
It just goes to show that most of us can do more than we think.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was challenged a couple of years ago by this with some other guys And we had a coach and said, for one day, do as many push-ups as you can during the day. Now, I had to pick a day where I had the flexibility. I'd do 25 now and wait and do 25 more. I did like 700 push-ups. I never would have thought that.
I can get my one done by 9 o'clock. I'm done by 9. I've got my one push-up done.
The idea is most of us can do more. Now, I will admit I was very sore and I only did it once, but it showed me that even at my stage of life, I could do more than I thought I could. And so I just started doing some pull-ups, and I could do just a couple, and found that with practice, you get stronger. And this is true, is incremental changes that help people.
So good.
Then our last session was this morning. And I thought it through, and I thought I want to end on a spiritual note. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And I played for them the wonderful video that Toby Mac did about Lose Your Soul. And a couple of the guys told me they'd listened to that, they'd enjoyed the music, they never listened to the lyrics. I was driving down the road one day, heard it on the radio, and it just hit me. It was just so powerful. I went and downloaded it on my, you know, on my, what do you call it, iTunes, and listened to it quite a bit. I just think that we have to remind ourselves that no matter what happens, it's a spiritual aspect of what continues.
So let's leave our listeners, we're about out of time, Steve, and let's leave your listeners to the Strang Report with a real good takeaway that what you saw as you mentored and what you would have to say. If you were going to say one thing to everyone listening, how could they come up to the next highest level as it relates to their life?
I think they need to try. I think you need to do something. Doing something is better than doing nothing. Moving ahead a little bit is better than not moving ahead at all. And even if you don't do it perfectly, if you do it, sooner or later you'll figure out and you'll be farther ahead than if you don't even try.
You've been listening to Steve Strang. This is The Strang Report. I'm Steve Green with the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you and thanks for listening. Today's podcast is brought to you by Church Furniture Store. You can visit them at churchfurniturestore.com. Thank you very much for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.